Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. And thus starts the admonition of Peter by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in 2 Peter 1, 5 and following, as he lays before us seven characteristics that Christians are responsible to add to, or maybe more literally, to mix in with our faith. We have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we didn't, we wouldn't be a Christian. We have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but there's more that is needed. Add to your faith, or mix in with your faith, virtue, a strong, strong commitment to Christ, to truth, to righteousness, and add to your virtue knowledge, knowledge of the Word of God. And we have been studying that idea of knowledge and what that is and how we are to acquire it. And we are to acquire it primarily by studying the Word. And there are various ways to approach that. There is personal study, necessary, really, if you're going to make a lot of progress in acquiring a knowledge of the Word of God. But there is faithful church attendance, where pulpits are given to the teaching of God's Word. There is careful focus upon the messages which you hear. There is the addition of auxiliary elements that are available to you through radio, Christian radio, and electronic media, and books. Don't forget books. Books are, I guess, becoming a thing of the past. That doesn't mean that we don't read, but paper, you know, books of paper are getting to be a thing of the past for some people. But I still far prefer a book to some kind of electronic media. But that's not the point. The point is, get these things and use them to acquire a growing knowledge of the Word of God. That's what Peter tells us to do. And so we continue talking about that on this Thursday, September 25, as we gather together around the Word of God, around our text in 2 Peter 1, 5, and are enabled to do so by the faithful giving of our radio listeners. Thank you so very, very much. Yes, even my wife tends to read more books, I suppose, on her Kindle than she does in books that are the old-fashioned kind of books. You can have e-books now, and some people, that's about all they get. And they certainly are handy because they're easier to carry. But I'm still the old-fashioned kind, and I don't have a Kindle, and I don't utilize e-books. I have nothing against them particularly. I'm just, I guess I'm just accustomed to doing it the other way. I do realize that because of that, it's not as easy for me to take books with me when I go places, but I do. It can be done. I always carry probably at least one book with me in my briefcase everywhere I go. And when I go on a trip, go on vacation or whatever, I select two or three books and take them along. If I'm going on an airplane, I have to be more careful in my selection. Maybe just two smaller, lighter books that'll slip into my briefcase. But you can take them along and read them. But the point is not what form of format you use to study and to enhance your knowledge of the Bible. But the point is that you are doing something on purpose, intentionally, because that's really the only way it'll get done. That's how you acquire knowledge. Add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue, knowledge. Now, we might want to explore the question, how is this knowledge to be used that you are gathering? Clearly, God doesn't instruct us to add to our faith knowledge just so that we can brag and say, I know more than you do. That would be wrong. It's not as a matter of pride. It's not even as a matter of personal accomplishment, though setting goals and accomplishing them is very, very satisfying, more to some people, I guess, than others, but it is very satisfying to me to set a goal and reach the goal. And I find that I accomplish more that way. I find the old adage is true. If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. Now, sometimes you aim at something and don't hit it. You set the goal high, you don't reach the target, but you still have accomplished a great deal in your effort, even when you miss it. But if you don't aim at anything, you'll hit it every time because you haven't aimed at anything and you don't accomplish anything. And you don't even regret not accomplishing anything, at least for a while, because you didn't have a goal. So you can't say, I didn't make my goal this day or this week or this month. I've got to reorganize my time a bit, my schedule, and set a new goal and go at it again. But the knowledge that we acquire is not to be used for pride, for bragging rights, but it is to be used, number one, and first and foremost, for personal application. Why is it important to know the Word of God? So that I can be cleansed with the washing of the water of the Word, so that I can be changed by the renewing of your mind. Remember, Romans 12:2, and to be not conformed to this world, but be renewed, be transformed, rather, by the renewing of your mind. God's Word has that effect. As you are learning it, as you are studying it, your mind is being changed. You are thinking more and more like God thinks. That ought to excite you. That ought to be your goal. I want to think like God thinks. You say, well, God is omniscient. I'll never be able to think like he thinks. Yes, you can think in a limited way like he does because he's given you his Bible that tells you how he thinks. The more you know of his word, the more you can think like God thinks. So no wonder Peter said, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. So this knowledge is, first of all, to be used for personal application, for your renewed mind, for your cleansing, even when you don't retain it all. And I don't retain everything that I study, and I find that as I grow older, I probably retain less of it than I used to, but it still benefits me. Do you remember the story of the farmer that told his son, take this peck basket? Do they still have bushel baskets and peck baskets? That may be a thing of the past. Two, take this peach basket, go down to the creek and get a basket full of water and bring it back. And the boy looked puzzled, but having been trained to be obedient, he did it. And by the time he got back, long before he got back, the water was all gone. And he said, Dad, why did you tell me to do that? And he said, because I wanted you to learn something. What's the difference in the peach basket now than it was before? Well, before it was all dirty and dusty, and now it's clean. Right. And that's the way God's Word is. Even when you don't retain it, it'll clean you up. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. God's Word has that effect. It has a powerful cleansing effect. So the first use of the knowledge you acquire is personal application. The second use is to teach others. When you know the Word of God, then you're in a position to teach others the Word of God, and you say, well, I'm not a teacher. Yes, you are. You may not be a public teacher. You may not be a preacher. You may not be a Sunday school teacher. And don't try to be if God hasn't given you those gifts. That's really painful. But there are private settings in which we teach as well. Every father is a teacher in his home, and every mother as well, to her children. Every one of us teach others the Word of God when we witness. That's what effective witnessing is, explaining a portion of God's Word and how it applies to someone else. The better you know the Word of God, the better witness you are. And the way we edify one another in the body of Christ is by a knowledge of God's Word. It's not a matter necessarily of quoting Scripture to people, though sometimes that is appropriate, but that's not primarily what I have in mind. I'm not talking about throwing verses at people. I'm talking about conversations that are wise because they come from a person who has a good, solid knowledge of the Bible, and therefore he or she speaks wisdom. So this knowledge is to be used in personal application. This knowledge is to be used to teach others. This knowledge is to be used to give you direction and understanding in your Christian service, to help you set your priorities, to direct you in your methods, to help you select the right ministries to support, and so forth and so on. We've got a limited amount of time on earth. We've got just so much that we can do, 24 hours in a day. We're all limited. We want to make our time count for time and eternity. We want to make our efforts count for time and eternity. A knowledge of God's Word will help you to do that far better. Now, some people are afraid of studying the Word of God because they think they're going to be caught up in the error of intellectualism, that they'll become so bookish that they won't be of any practical use, sidetracked from useful service by a false sense of knowledge in serving Christ. Well, dear friends, though that does happen, it doesn't happen just because a person is knowledgeable. There are other problems involved. Pride, for one thing. But the best servants of Christ are, I promise you, the most knowledgeable servants of Christ. The best missionaries are the ones who have acquired the greatest knowledge of God's Word. The best pastors are the ones who know the Word of God best. The best Sunday school teachers are the ones who know the Word of God best. The best whatever. The best choir members are those who know the Word of God best. The best church custodians are the ones who know the Word of God best. I'm not being facetious here. I'm telling you the truth. And when you acquire this knowledge, you will have a controlled zeal. Don't lose your zeal, but guide it by knowledge. You add first virtue, that's zeal, but add to your virtue knowledge. And that will make your zeal fruitful. It will make your zeal welcomed. It will make your zeal helpful instead of harmful. You won't be like the proverbial bull in the china shop that just goes charging in and knocking things helter-skelter because you really don't know what you need to know. But when you add knowledge to your zeal, then you will be an effective, fruitful, exemplary servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Add to your virtue knowledge. Until tomorrow, good day. May God give you His eternal peace.